May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this is the second time in 3 weeks that we have heard Jesus' apocalyptic warnings about the end times and the coming of the Son of Man. This time in Luke's Gospel, 2 weeks ago, it was Mark's Gospel. And I have to tell you, I really don't know what to say about these. I don't know what to say about the prediction of the heavens being shaken and the Son of Man coming in glory, because it's been 2,000 years since Jesus said these words. And it is very hard for me to be able to keep the kind of heightened anticipation that he seems to be calling on us to do here. It seems that for those who are listening to Jesus, that being awake and keeping alert is a temporary condition, something that they can anticipate will be fulfilled when the Messiah comes again in glory within their very own lifetimes. And it is hard for me to maintain that kind of anticipation because generations have passed since those words were uttered. And it doesn't feel to me like we are any closer to that moment now than when Jesus spoke those words in Galilee. So I don't know what to say about when this might happen. But it occurs to me that maybe the problem is that I am looking for the wrong signs. That what I am looking for is those earth-shattering signs that this is the moment that the kingdom will come in all of its fullness, that this is the moment when the Son of Man will come on a cloud, something earth-shattering, dramatic, that will shake up the whole world. That's what I want to have happen, and that's what I'm struggling with. But maybe I'm looking for the wrong signs of the coming of the kingdom of God. Because Jesus also tells the disciples that the kingdom of God is not nearly as far away as they think it is. That in fact, the kingdom of God is at hand, no further away than the ends of their own fingertips. So maybe the signs I'm looking for are less like stars falling out of the sky and more like the sign, the little tiny buds that first form on the trees at the end of March, just as winter is finally beginning to release its grip. And you get just that tiny, tiny bit of swelling that if you know what you are looking for, you know what it means. As long as you know you are looking for, you know spring is around the corner. If you've never been through a New England winter, you may not know what that looks like. But let me promise you, any of us who survived last winter, we know. We know with that first tiny signs. I think those signs of the presence of the kingdom of God are actually all around us, and it's really easy for us to miss them. Because they come in the form of opportunities and possibilities that are unlikely and unexpected. And oftentimes we miss them because we weren't looking for them. I read an article this week in the New Yorker about Megan Phelps Roper. She is a relatively young woman who was raised as part of the Westboro Baptist Church. And she was a very active and enthusiastic participant in that church. It was her whole life. She loved protesting. She was sure that what the church taught was indeed God's word and God's will, and that they were the ones who knew what God wanted, and that their job the rest of the world about God's judgment, because the whole world was failing what God wanted. And Megan became active on social media. She became a Twitter person. She tweeted. So 140 characters to tell the world how much God's judgment was raining down on them. And her tweets were exactly what you would expect. Celebrating Ted Kennedy's death because, yes, now he's in hell. Celebrating the fact that they had picketed funerals because dead soldiers were God's judgment on America for not confronting homosexuality. She posted these things and she got a lot of attention. Lots of people followed her and lots of people replied to her. In mostly the spirit you would expect. Angrily rejecting her, denouncing her hatred. But those things didn't bother Megan because she knew that if people were angry at her, that meant she was doing God's will. Except there were a handful of people who didn't respond that way. They would engage with her, they would be in conversation with her, but they refused to be angry with her. Even though they never backed down that she was wrong and they believed that they were in something else, they continued to treat her with respect and dignity. They continued to treat her as a child of God. And you know, those relationships in 140 characters had an impact. Because over time, she found that she couldn't believe in God's hatred for those people. She found that she couldn't be as celebratory when terrible things befell them. She found herself questioning the whole foundation of what she had been taught. It turned out the people that she had been taught to hate refused to return her hatred, and she couldn't sustain it. She and her sister left Westboro Baptist Church 3 years ago, hoping to find a new way of understanding God and one another. You know, that's one of those things, that possibility, that change in one heart and one soul, that would be really easy to miss. Most of us, when we are attacked on social media, do not immediately feel compelled to respond with compassion and love and engagement. Heavens, most of us don't really feel compelled to do that when it's around the dinner table at Thanksgiving with people we have known our whole lives. But there was a moment and a possibility and a way of responding that opened a door. And I believe the kingdom of God took that moment to come pouring through. There are so many opportunities in our lives to turn away from what we have been taught, to repay evil with evil, to repay violence with violence, to protect ourselves at no matter what cost, instead of giving ourselves in love. But the kingdom of God sneaks through when we repay evil with good. When we turn the other cheek instead of repaying with violence. When we open our doors and welcome the stranger, even though it's taking a risk. Those are the signs and the opportunities for the kingdom of God that it is really, really, really easy to miss. And I think in this meantime space, maybe we need to pay attention and look for those. Because I don't know when or even if Jesus is coming, the Son of Man on a great cloud. I don't know or if, the signs of heavens will be shaken, that great dramatic moment will come. Maybe it's coming. The Bible says so. I'll take that at face value. But I don't know when, and I don't know what to tell you about that. But in the meantime, while we wait for that moment, for that final opportunity, the trees are budding up. There are so many opportunities for us to enter into the kingdom of God through kindness and gentleness, through love and forgiveness and compassion, where those things are not expected and might not even be welcomed. And if we are alert and aware and take those moments, we will meet Jesus in one another, if not caught up in the clouds. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. And we just need to be listening and ready and paying attention to the signs that it is there with us. Amen.